Hi, I'm Sheena Cruzado, your host for Thick as Self podcast. I'm a mental health advocate focusing on promoting self-help through motivation, positivity, and psychological understanding of the self. In my podcast episodes, let's try to bring out and talk about our self-thoughts as we explore and understand ourselves and the world around us. Let's start thinking self. Welcome to another episode of Think and Self podcast. For this episode, we will be talking about positivity. And I would like to start with asking questions. Have you ever felt being in a difficult life situation where someone just told you to think positive and that everything is going to be okay? It's like you just have to change your mindset. Just have to get over those negative thoughts in your mind and just think positive for you to feel better. Well, that could actually be a good advice. It could work for some people to make them feel at least better, but I just don't think that works for everyone and that works every time, especially to people like me who feel things very deeply. It's like I will need time to feel what I feel and to think what I feel, and I just cannot just shift from one feeling to another, from one thinking to another in an instant. And again, that could work for other people, but how about to those people like me, or probably like you, just cannot take that kind of advice to make things better? So let's talk about positivity now. Oftentimes when we talk about positivity, this is associated with positive emotions, of course. Like positive emotions ranging from feeling happy, feeling grateful, feeling inspired, curious, or amused, and so on. And understanding these positive emotions as well, or let's understanding these emotions, we have to know that emotions are actually just brief experiences. They just last for micro moments, from seconds to minutes, but they actually don't last long. And so thinking about that, we're not actually talking about how to live a good life here. We're not going to talk about long-term happiness or being satisfied with life. But these micro moments of uplifted positive feelings that we could actually give or help ourselves to have rather than forcing positivity. So as we have talked about emotions, now let's talk about the effect of forcing positivity. I would like to say that for a person who have little knowledge on positivity, it could be a dangerous thing to assume that when people feel, for example, that positive emotions are good in all situations, then they should feel positive all the time. That could actually be dangerous because that kind of thinking, I'm going to be positive no matter what, that could actually be harmful. And there were even these studies that show when people overvalue positive emotions and happiness, that actually backfires and is associated with depression, anxiety, and loneliness later on. So it is also important that we're not forcing positivity, but the positivity that we'll actually feel or the positive emotion that we'll actually have is something sincere. And we humans are inherent sincerity detectors. Like when we make eye contact, our brains and bodies do a kind of like a miniature simulation of what the other person is feeling. And then through that simulation that our brains and body do, our gut is informed about what another person is feeling. That is why we have this ability, though not all the time, we have this ability to determine if the person is sincere or if the person is just pretending. So if, for example, you're just pretending to be, or a person is just pretending to be happy, we have the ability to recognize that. And if we could actually do that to other people, then definitely we can also do it on ourselves. We could assess if the positive emotion or the positivity that we are trying to have is actually authentic or not. And again, it has to be real for us to get to the benefits of positivity. So what we actually have to do is know how to prioritize positivity rather than forcing it. And talking about prioritizing positivity, this is more based on selecting the situations and activities that you could engage in for you to feel good, or situations and activities that could actually serve as your sources of positive emotions. And I think we could get back to our past experiences. We would know what are those experiences or those activities that could actually make us feel good, that could actually make us feel happy, that gives us satisfaction or gives us relief after we do them. So instead of feeling sad, instead of forcing to be happy, instead of forcing your emotions to suddenly shift to being positive, what you could actually do is engage in an activity or put yourself in a situation where you could gain a positive emotion. That is why prioritizing positivity rather than forcing it does seem to be associated with higher positive emotions and also better mental well-being and flourishing. And when our positive emotions are authentic and real, we really do get the benefit. Instead of, you know, thinking, I'm in this situation, I better feel good. No, you could actually build up a situation or make yourself do an activity that could make you feel better or that could make you feel good. Because prioritizing positivity is more of an attitude towards positive experience. So how do we engage ourselves with positive emotions? I actually have three things to share with you on how I do it, and hopefully it will help you as well. So first is you could list all the positive emotions that are prominent in your life, and then you rank the list of those positive emotions. You start with the positive emotions that is, of course, most prominent to you, and then gradually down the list towards those you rarely experience. So example of this list that I have, the top five that I have is happiness, gratefulness, serenity, enthusiasm, and love. And then you look for the top five positive emotions in your life. Identify personal positivity boosters that contribute to your positive emotions. So for example, happiness, what makes you feel happy? Gratefulness, what makes you feel grateful? What makes you feel enthusiastic? So that is the second thing that you could do. So you could try to be as specific and detailed as possible. You could go through your favorite activities, places, people. It could be food, it could be books or movies. And add anything that plays the role of a positivity booster in your life. And once you're done, you could reorganize that list so that the most powerful and effective positive booster is on the top, and then moving on to those that are gradually less impactful, ending with the booster that is not as influential as those at the top. The third that I do is about dealing with negative emotions. So for example, at a time when you feel bad, use one of the techniques you know to induce positive emotion and then undo the negative feeling you are experiencing. So this is actually not like shifting your mindset or your thinking or just like trying to feel positive. It's not forcing it, but actually you induce a positive emotion by putting yourself or engaging yourself in a situation or in an activity where you could experience positive emotions. Of course, we have to take note that it doesn't mean that you can undo negative emotions by inducing positive ones. It doesn't mean that that is always wise, because there could be this uncomfortable emotions that we could use as invaluable teacher to help us in life. So if the emotion has to be dealt, of course, we have to face it and we have to deal with it. My top five positive emotions are happiness, gratefulness, serenity, enthusiasm, and love. And the ranking, the first one is love. And then the second one is happiness. And then gratefulness, serenity, and then enthusiasm. So my positivity boosters for love is being with a loved one. Of course, sometimes, you know, a hug, or it could be just being with a loved one, just the warmth and the care, right? So for example, I'm having this negative emotions around me. I know the friends or family that I could go to and, you know, just feel their warmth, have their warmth and their care. That already makes me feel good, knowing that someone you love is there. And another next to love that I have is happiness. Well, actually, I am that kind of person who is happy on little things. Like, simple things matter a lot. Simple things could do great already in my life. So just a good sound of a music, coffee, or just hanging out with a friend or family. Or sometimes it already makes me feel happy to be around our pets. Or it could be going out for a while, even at these times of the pandemic. Because, you know, sometimes you just want to have a fresh air to breathe, or just to see the mountains again, and just check on the people in your town, and you know, just a fresh look instead of just being isolated at home. It already makes me feel happy. So there were these times I feel negative emotions, and what I actually do is make myself happy by doing these activities, and then those boosters such as coffee is already a good strike. And next to happiness that I have on my list is gratefulness. I am actually an appreciative person. Appreciating someone, thanking someone makes me really feel good. And there has been these times, a lot of times in my life, where I even write letters and I send it to the people that I love in unexpected moments, and they will just be surprised. Like, there was a message, is it my birthday? They ask, but it's just something like I want to do, and it keeps me positive, honestly. Or it could just be, you know, having a chat with someone and then complimenting them, or thanking them just for being there. That's already a lot to cover such negative emotions that I currently feel. And another on my list is positive emotion prominent in my life is serenity. Well, music is actually my company for serenity. Also, one positivity booster that I have listed for serenity is a long drive. Sometimes I just want to be at peace, you know, I just want to appreciate little things more. And so I drive alone and just have a look at the town and look at the people around, look at the mountains again, and just feel the music vibing. And then lastly is enthusiasm. The list of my positivity boosters here are, for example, reading a book, especially about self-help, motivation, or books in psychology, even learning a new skill. I remember when I have bought a guitar because I just want to learn a new skill, and it keeps me going. There will be times that I just feel I'm not productive because I'm not doing anything. I'm just scrolling over social media, doing nothing. It's like one lazy afternoon. And what I actually do is play the guitar, learn it, I will read a book, and it makes me feel good. It covers that negative emotion of being unproductive or not doing anything like that. So I do that. I learn new skills, even though they are not required. That actually feels great.
If you're a current podcaster or plan to create your own podcast soon, I want to share with you the tool that I use to help me monetize my podcast. It's called Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a platform that allows you to have full control of how you monetize your podcast. You can collab with brands and choose between the many merchants that fit your podcast audience. It also gives you tips and samples on how to execute your ads properly to maximize your earning potential. Plus, you can track how many of your listeners you were able to convert and know how much you've earned in real time. Cashing out is also a breeze, so if you're a podcaster, make sure you sign up by clicking the link in the description box of this episode and use my referral code V5BACQWWGF so you can monetize your podcast too. Maybe it is in engaging in some of your favorite hobbies or connecting with very good friends or connecting with your favorite people. I mean, we all know the kind of things that we do in the past or we do that produce positive emotions in us. And one of the things that we can actually do more is to keep ourselves engaging in those situations or activities to flourish our mental health by prioritizing those activities and situations that have raised up our positive emotions. Now, the key is like when you're in those situations and you've already engaged in those activities that induce positive emotions, for example, like exercising or working out or having a coffee with your favorite person, try to notice how you are feeling. Try to notice how eventually you don't have to change what you feel anymore, because eventually you will feel positive rather than thinking, okay, now I'm in a bad situation again, so I better feel good. I better change what I feel. Having that kind of way of forcing positivity would actually not be fruitful to deal with emotions. So again, it is in prioritizing positivity. And prioritizing positivity is more of an attitude. Again, more of an attitude towards positive experience. I've seen in myself over the years how I come to better appreciate what positive emotions can actually change and can do in my life, especially in making choices on how to spend my time and to create my day in a more positive way. I hope somehow this episode made an impact on you and changed some of your perspectives on how to prioritize positivity rather than forcing it.
Happy thinking self! Hope you had a great time listening. Listen for more episodes coming up about self-help through motivation, positivity, and psychological understanding of a self here at Thinking Self Podcast. If you like this episode, please help me share to reach others and create an impact. Use hashtag MyThinkingSelf on Twitter and Instagram, or you can also DM me for more topics you like. Once again, I am Sheena Cruzado, and thank you for listening.